Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Time and Space Radio. This is Sheila Hawkins of Third Eye Group. I am, as some of my regular listeners already know, the productivity coach with a revolutionary approach to getting things done. I help women solopreneurs shift their perspective of time, reframe it for themselves, and build on that foundation to increase productivity in a way that positively impacts their bottom line. If you listen to the Time and Space broadcast before, you know that I have a much different approach, a much different perspective of time, and a unique approach to teaching people how to be more productive by putting themselves at the core of getting things done. And in the long run, end up with having a life that works. Because after all, that's what everybody wants, right? You want to be able to get things done, have your business, satisfy your clients, make a profit, of course, because that's one of the reasons you're in business, right? And you want to be able to experience that freedom that you know entrepreneurship would offer you. Like, that's one of the reasons you stepped into the role of entrepreneur, because you knew that it would give you some freedom, to do what you want, when you want to be able to pick up and go if you want, and also time freedom. But there are a lot of people struggling with that because they aren't able to get things done. They aren't even really able to get themselves organized. So that big picture, some of the reasons that they went into business, they're not even realizing what they projected for themselves, so to speak, simply because they aren't organized and they can't get things done. But we're all looking for that life that works. So this broadcast is about taking a holistic approach to getting things done. So we're going to delve into solving your productivity problems from this view, the holistic view. When I ask entrepreneurs what they wish they had more of, the number one answer is almost always time. Right? People want more time. And, of course, realistically speaking, that isn't something that's going to happen. The magic number, as I always say, is 14,440, the number of minutes in a day. And that's all we get. We aren't going to, say, literally get any more time. So we have to find a way to manage ourselves so that we have, quote unquote, more time. You know, most people are looking for time to get things done in addition to have that time with loved ones and the time with themselves, which they almost never seem to get. And that challenge is real for many women entrepreneurs. It's something they struggle with every day, and I see it on a day-to-day basis in my conversations with women business owners and even just on social media. You know, it's it's there, and it's a real thing. It's a real problem, and people are looking for solutions. So when looking for a fix, so to say, most try to resolve that problem, that issue, applying the solutions that are typical or what I call part of the one-size-fits-all boxed solutions. Now, those things may even work. I'm not saying that they don't, but only for a limited time due to the fact that they don't address what's beneath the surface and the nature just the nature of that overall approach. Like, oh, hey, here, you want to be more productive? Do this and this. You want to stop procrastination? Here you go. Try this or do that. And I'm not saying that those things, those solutions don't work. Don't get me wrong here. Don't get it twisted. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is there has to be a much different approach. You can't just throw things out there or go to the closet or the store and get that box and take out of it the same thing that everyone else before you has taken out or has purchased and put it into play and expect it to work for you. The approach has to be much different. So simply put, you can't solve a problem with the same approach or philosophy from which it stems. So like I said, those solutions may even work, but only for a limited time because they don't address what's underneath, like the real root causes, why you're procrastinating, why you can't stay organized, why you got your office together and a week later it was totally trashed. You can't tell the difference. You can't tell that anybody was there or that you organized it because it looks just like it did the week before or worse than that. But you can't solve that problem with the same mindset or philosophy that created it. You know, that'll have you running around chasing your tail for a good while. You know, that just doesn't work. So again, you've got to have a totally different approach. So, and listening to the title of this broadcast, you might be asking what I mean by holistic. Let me share a bit more about that with you. When I say holistic, I mean organic, right? Natural, flowing, you know, real, not fake, true to nature. So really organic, not something that say has been made by putting pieces together or building something, so to speak, in a sense, but really organic. So that holistic approach means forgetting about the usual solutions that, again, most try, those one-size-fits-all box solutions, and taking a big step back so that you can see things from a different angle. Now, that's something that many people don't do because when it comes to this and, of course, many other things in life, that isn't something that you do. You don't question the way or the method typically. You just go with what you've seen or the typical thing or the status quo. You just step into that and do it because that's the way, quote unquote, we do things. You never question it. But if you let go of that typical perspective, and if you let go of trying on those boxed solutions, and you take that big step back, you start to see things very differently. The holistic approach means putting yourself in the middle of the puzzle and figuring out the missing pieces. And what I'm talking about here is making it personal. And so I want to pose a question for those of you listening. I want to ask you how often you thought, or if I really should say, if you've even thought about putting yourself in the middle of the equation, the middle of the puzzle, to solve it. And I think it's safe to say that you probably haven't. And again, it's because we go with the norm. To make it personal, to make that approach personal, It means learning about your relationship to time, not how anybody else deals with time and how they relate to it, but how you, as an individual, relate to time. What's your relationship with time? Now, most often, given the struggle, it's safe to say that most people have a dysfunctional relationship with time. And we all know how difficult dysfunctional relationships can be, right? Same thing here, nothing different. We don't think of time, say, as a person, of course, because it's not a person. But whether you realize it or not, you have a relationship with time. There is a way that you deal with time. There is a way that you interact with it. Of course, there's no conversation going on like there would be, say, with a person in a relationship, still interacting with time. And, of course, that's something that most people don't think about. But it's the same exact thing. You've got to look at your personal relationship with time, what it means to you, what you think about it, how do you see it? Probably also some things that you've never thought about. But that's where you start. Put yourself in the middle, and you build around. The holistic approach also means looking at your personality, or as I have termed it, discovering your productivity persona. Some of you know that's a process that I take clients through. And your productivity persona has a number of components. So it takes a minute to go through the process and determine exactly which persona fits you. Right now, there are four. At the time of this recording, the time of this broadcast, there are four. But there are more emerging. So there are lots of components and a number of personas. So you go through that process to reveal what your persona is, which one is yours, which one fits you, and then you deal with time accordingly. So what you're doing here is you're shifting how you deal with time. You're building a different relationship with time. Putting yourself at the center of it all allows you to determine which tools are a perfect fit for you because you chose them or you choose them based upon your productivity persona. So what you're choosing is a personal productivity tool that fits you as well as your shoes do. Because you've gone through the steps, you know how you relate to time, you know what your productivity persona is, so you know what kind of tool is going to fit. So when you go to look for one that's going to help you stay on track, you know exactly what you're looking for. So stay away from the latest and greatest thing that just hit the market and just buying it because it's the latest and greatest or because it's what everybody's buying now. You want a tool, not a toy. Simply put. After you go through that process, you do the homework and you find a tool that fits you like your favorite pair of shoes, then it's about maxing out the tool, using all of its features, everything that it has, to support you on a daily basis, and using that as a foundation to build on when it comes to a complete system. So you're building a complete system around yourself, around the tool that's going to help you stay productive, get and stay productive. And then that allows you to build the other business systems that you need. So what you create is totally organic, not a boxed solution. You know, it's kind of like cooking from scratch versus going to a grocery store and getting dinner in a box. You're cooking from scratch. to come up with what you need. Now, granted, again, going back to those box solutions, you may, of course, use tools and as a part of the solution that others use or that are even really popular. I just got a new tool. It's a really popular one, really nice one, but I did my homework. I asked my questions. I know I actually got on people's nerves asking questions, but I knew that if I didn't do my homework, I was going to end up with something in the palm of my hand that wasn't going to fit me. And that was not going to work when it comes to running my business and staying on top of my life and staying on top of things. So you're gonna end up using tools that other people use and other solutions that people use, including some of the popular ones, but there's a difference here. You'll be using them because they're a fit for you personally. And because of that, they'll work for you. In the past, I've had friends and clients who've chosen a tool because it was popular, latest and greatest thing on the market. I got this phone because my old phone is old and I need something new, but I don't use the email feature. I don't use this. I don't use that. I just use these two features here, which is totally a waste. I once had a colleague, a friend and colleague, purchase what was then, now I'm dating things here when I mention the tool, she purchased a Palm Pilot. It was like the latest thing. There was a lot of hype about it hitting the market, and she purchased it because it was the latest and greatest thing. It was supposed to be fantabulous and help you get things done. So she waited for it to come out. It came out. She hit the store, got it, and about a week or two afterward, I happened to have a conversation with her, and I asked her, so how do you like it? And she said, I hate it. And it didn't surprise me because I kind of thought that it wasn't going to be a fit for her, knowing what I know about her personality and pieces of her productivity persona. Not that I had taken her through that process, but just knowing what I know, I knew it probably wouldn't work for her if I was right about her personality-wise and her relationship with time. And she hated it. And it's not that the tool wasn't effective. The tool was not the issue. The issue was that it didn't fit her. So she gave that up, went back to using what was then her Franklin planner, and everything was fine again. Everything worked. She was productive again. But it was the tool. It didn't work for her. So again, you're cooking from scratch here. So cooking from scratch allows you to have tools that you love, tools that will work for you, and complete systems instead of those that have bits and pieces missing because something doesn't work. Oh, well, that didn't work, so I pull that out and I just do this and this, and I don't know what I'm doing here in the middle, but this is my outcome. Or you're struggling or reinventing the wheel because you've got pieces of a system missing. There's none of that with my holistic approach. This approach cuts all that out. So the holistic approach also means looking at the full spectrum, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Physically, you look at fueling your body properly for optimum productivity. So when you look and you think about all the things that contribute to you getting things done, you probably think of tools, technology, some of the stuff that might have come to mind as we've gone through this broadcast, but you don't think about food. And one primary reason is because we've been taught to view food as something other than it is. We've been taught that when you're hungry, you eat. Now, you typically aren't taught that the purpose of eating is to live, to sustain our bodies. We aren't taught that. But that is the purpose for eating. Food is a favorite pastime, but people aren't really consuming food that's really helping them. But food impacts your productivity greater than you may think. It has a big impact on your cognitive performance. So if you aren't making conscious choices about what you're eating, a poor choice as far as what you have for lunch will derail the rest of your day. That's why some people really feel sluggish after they eat. They come back from lunch, or, you know, if you're working from home like me, they go back to their offices upstairs, down the hall, and they just can't seem to keep things going. They just can't crank things out the way that they need to, and it's because what they've eaten isn't giving them the energy that they need. It's not fueling their brain. It's not fueling their body. It's not working. And there are foods that will support you and get you through the day, while others will zap your energy and take away your ability to think. Like, that cognitive functioning, that cognitive performance just isn't really there. It just really isn't there. And not all foods are processed at the same rate either. Some foods release their glucose really fast, which gives you that sudden burst of energy, but then it's followed by the crash and burn. So you still aren't getting things done. And then others might give you more sustained energy, but they require your digestive system to work much harder. And then that reduces the oxygen levels in the brain, and it makes you groggy. And I don't want to get too much into the physiology of things. I don't want to go back to biology class. But just to make my point here, food impacts you greater than you might think. Food has a lot to do with whether or not you're getting it done. Food has a lot to do with how much you're able to get done. You've got five things on your plate for the day, and you get three done because you slowed down after you ate lunch, or because you grabbed that snack that you really shouldn't have. And I say shouldn't have because it's not fueling your body. It's not giving you what you want, or what you need, I should say, so that you can get the results that you want when it comes to looking at your agenda at the end of the day and seeing everything crossed or checked off. You know, and there are a lot of things that play into food choices and, you know, what's available and that kind of thing. It's really easy to go the fast food route. You know, it's really easy to go eat out all the time. But again, it's about fueling your body properly, so you're fueling your productivity in a sense. So mentally, you want to take the steps that clear and then keep away the mental clutter. Like right now, I know that some of you who are listening are walking around with your to-do list in your head. I tell people all the time that my head is a dangerous place for things to be hanging out. And it's true. You've got to get that stuff out of your head and create a way to remove it, a process, a regular process, and get it in play in your world to make those things happen. So get the stuff out of your head. You don't want that mental clutter. It does not serve you. And it certainly is not going to help you be more productive. It's not going to help you get things done. And actually, it's the same when it comes to emotions. We hold on to things emotionally and have emotional attachments to the things that clutter our lives. Like, we can't give up some stuff because of everything that's attached to it. The reason some people procrastinate is attached to some emotion. Many times it's some sort of fear. And when it comes to this area, you've got to dig to discover the reason for, say, in this case, the procrastination, and remedy the cause to eliminate the behavior. That's how you eliminate it completely. On a spiritual level, as it relates to staying productive, you have to be sure you look at your big picture or your life's purpose. Why are you here? Why are you in business doing what you do? Most entrepreneurs do something that they love. And just let me say that if you're an entrepreneur and you're doing something that you aren't in love with, it is time for a change. Typically, you find that those in business for themselves are answering a calling. Some are conscious of it and some are not. Some are just following what they love and letting the money flow. because they're doing what they're what they love. That has to be in the mix, too, of your everyday dealings and the things that get the honor of having your time. And things definitely should have to meet certain requirements if they're going to get your time. You've got to contribute, invest, I should say, your time in things that relate to why you're here and what your goals are. That's where you give your time to. That allows you to stay on track and to get to point B, as well as serving your higher purpose, like why you're here. So just to recap, the holistic approach is about putting yourself at the center of the puzzle and discovering the missing pieces, discovering how you relate to time or your productivity persona, and using that knowledge to choose your personal tool and build a system around it that's going to get and then keep you productive. You can then build the other business systems that you need around that. So you'll be able to get everything that you need to have in place system-wise built once you have taken this approach. It means encompassing the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual so that you have a well-rounded foundation and way of operating that will keep you on top of things day to day and focused on the things that matter. So you get the time, the me time, the time with your loved ones, your friends and your family, and time to get that mani-pedi that you never seem to have or that you're just squeezing in because life is not working. This approach is what allows you to be in a space where you're getting things done and you've got a life that works. Which, of course, goes back to the reason that you stepped out into entrepreneurship in the first place, so that you can have what you want to have and create what you want to create. So, for those of you listening live, and if you're listening to the replay, think about what I've said. Think about this approach and compare it to where you are right now. And if you find that what you've tried hasn't worked, I invite you to take a step forward into the holistic approach. As a matter of fact, there's even a complimentary session that I offer that will help you get a taste of that holistic approach. So you get a chance to look at things from that much different perspective. And we also talk about what's challenging you right now, productivity-wise, and delve to find what's at the core, like what's the cause for that, and work on that one challenge so that you walk away with something that you can apply, something that's going to work for you. So if you're interested in sticking your toe in the water, so to speak, go to thirdeyegroup.net and check out the deep dive session. And all the details are there. And if you'd like that complimentary session, sign yourself up. Get on my calendar. For more information, more tips, more applicable solutions that you can use in real time, I invite you to visit my blog, which you will find at timeandspaceblog.com. And, of course, to learn more about me and what I do, all that is waiting for you at thirdeyegroup.net. Until next time, get it done. And I hope that you'll join us next month for Time and Space Radio.